Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I know if you're listening in Rugby, North Dakota, you're telling us to shut up, but I posted a thermometer from the car I had. It was -4, and you started posting on Twitter. Somebody in North Lincoln. -17, you're the winner right now.
Yeah, I got -17.
Unless you can put ice on your thermometer in your car to make it go down. I don't know how that works, but I don't think they were cheating. Because why would you get out of the side of the car to do that? Because it's cold, yeah. This woman had -17 on her truck.
That's what I have from a dash in Blair, Nebraska.
-14, yeah.
-15 in Rugby, North Dakota right now.
Yeah, Matt in North Lincoln has -17 in his vehicle. Now, if you're listening in all over the country, and a lot of you do, we got a lot of people in Phoenix and Tampa and Florida and wherever you live, you know.
Habitable zone.
Oh, yeah, we got a request. We got a couple of good, I got a couple of emails from some dudes from Tennessee a couple of days ago listening to the show. Yeah, you're inhabitable. You can actually hang out and not die.
Yeah, if you live in those places, feel free to not check in on
it. Yeah, well, I mean, if you're calling up and saying it's 45 this morning or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, good for you.
That's fine.
That's what it is in like the middle parts of the country, you know, like the North Carolinas, the Tennessees of the world. It's going to be that cold and colder sometimes, but not this.
There aren't that many places that are completely habitable all year round.
Well, do you mean you?
Temperate zones.
How long are you going to be outside for, Todd?
You're going to live outside forever.
Okay. Oh, where you can actually physically do it.
And just regular clothes.
And you're not an Eskimo.
No special sets of clothes.
Right. Oh. Well, you have to wear a decent jacket, right?
The temperate zone on Earth is not that big.
I would think you could live outdoors, southern Georgia year round.
You probably could.
Yeah,
Florida, parts of Florida.
Well, definitely put the northern parts of Florida. You're gonna be hot in South Florida, but you know you could live outside. But
yeah, you're not gonna kill die. You.
So if you want to count that, all the southern states you can live outside year round.
Most of the time,
right?
Southern California. It's pretty temperate.
Yeah. Well, the homeless live outside all the time, you know.
They do, and I don't understand, like, the homeless guy in Denver. It gets cold there.
Well, when a lot of the shelters open up, and all the floors open in those situations. Like, they're never full in these situations.
I wonder if you could pull it off in, like, the Pacific Northwest.
Which is a shame I have to even say that with the richest country in the world.
Because it doesn't get extremely cold there, and it doesn't ever really get extremely hot there.
Yeah. If you're close to the water,
if you're close, like Seattle area. Right. That part of the
hence
Pacific.
The tremendous homeless population of Seattle and Portland.
True,
they tend to gravitate that way.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, but otherwise, if I were homeless, I'd just kind of work my way toward the equator.
We've always said that. Why live in Minneapolis if you're homeless? Because you don't have a home anyway. I guess you're familiar with the streets and the people.
You probably got your friends there.
Yeah, your cousin lives on the next corner.
Right, besides.
Outside somewhere.
All my friends are here. You know?
Well, that's a shame. Richest country in the world. We shouldn't have this homeless problem. But you know what? I got mine. And so people are, you ain't taking any money from me. I got into this big argument with some dude that's pissed off that somebody's school loans might be paid off. And then most people were on my side. I didn't start it. I just got in there. I said, listen, I spent 10 years paying off a school loan, $88 a month for 10 years. And I realize that's not as much money as the kids have now. I had a lot of more money, plus has a bigger loan than I did. And he's not a kid anymore.
And it's not paid off yet.
Right, exactly. So I took 10 years, and those early years, I didn't have $88 a month to go towards a loan, but I did it. But I'm not pissed if somebody else gets theirs taken care of, because that the economy would help the economy completely. Student loan debt is killing people. But just that, I did mine. And then one guy said, well, they should go back and give us our money back. Ugh.
Nobody should have any advantage over us.
And that's exactly where it comes out of.
That's why I'm discriminated against.
Things
change.
I wish I
was born now and got a free loan.
Things change. People, things move forward.
Yeah, well, you think
so. You just got to deal with that.
Yeah. Everybody I know, a lot of people I know have paid school loans back. And,
no,
and they're not pissed off that somebody else is going to get paid for it.
If somebody gets something, it's at their expense.
Right. Yeah.
Of course, we're taking it away from you. Everybody's out to get you.
Yeah, I think I got about 3 years left on mine.
Yeah,
that's why you got to check out early. That's why.
Well, school is a hell of a lot more expensive now.
Oh, school.
Right. And even now, I mean, even with inflation, I mean, like I said, I was checking out tuition all the past year with places, and it's even with inflation.
You know what
my
student loan payment was when I had some college? After going to some college, you know what I was paying every month after I was done with some college?
Well, you didn't get your degree either. So
nothing.
Well, your dad paid it. That's
nothing.
Right. Your dad paid it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Pussy.
There was a little bit.
Your dad
there was
paid
a small amount. Now, when we went to college, granted, it was a lot less expensive.
Oh my God, so much less.
Even me, Todd.
So much.
I mean,
less.
I was on the 5-year plan, and I was out of state tuition. For the university I went to, and I got out with, I think it was like $21,000 in student loan debt.
Wow,
real good friend of mine.
I mean, that's like 1 year at a lot of places.
Real good friend of mine from college. He went on to become a professor. We worked at the college radio station together. He's a professor of communications at a school back east. I'm zooming into his class tomorrow night because he wants a professional. And
or you?
Yeah, or me.
He wants a professional. He settled.
He settled, yeah. They were not available.
He wants a professional. Well, that was part of the deal because we just reconnected recently, and we were good friends back in the day. I knew he was a professor. I didn't know what. I kind of figured out what school it was. And he knew I was in the business, but he didn't know where the extent of what I'd been doing recently. So we reconnected, and he wanted me to zoom in on this radio class. And I said, sure, I'll do that, man. And then he said he'd text about well, listen, this is like Monday. Sunday I get this text. We had this plan for about 3 weeks. It's tomorrow night. He goes, hey, listen, we're talking promos, and can you have some stuff you've done? So I finally get back to him. I said, dude, here's the deal. I tell dick jokes 4.5 hours. I can tell you about radio, the professional side of it, what it's really like to be in the business. If the kids want to ask me all those questions, I will answer those freely. But I have no capacity to play anything for you. But he listens to the show. He's listening to the show. He said, I love the show. I said, just play him dick jokes, because that's all we do. Just play them dick jokes. This is, you know, I can't teach you how to put together a promo, you know. So it's going to be kind of funny, because it's going to be just, yeah.
Is this your alma mater?
No, he teaches at a different college.
Okay.
East Stroudsburg University, which is also like, you know, it's a Division II school back east. He's a freaking professor. We used to get so ripped in college.
You could be shaping and molding young minds now, too.
No. No, no. My excuse was always those who do, those who can't teach.
Right. You know who hates that? Teachers.
Yeah. No. No, I'm talking about specific things.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody does history. A history teacher teaches.
Yeah.
I love teachers. Don't get me wrong.
Well,
I couldn't do that.
There are historians.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't. That's basically a teacher. Historians are teachers, you know. No, I love teachers, but in this business, it's night and day.
Yeah, in this business,
it's night and day.
Yeah,
it's night and day.
No, I had a teacher. I had a teacher in like my first radio class that I was ever in after I'd already started working here, who was trying to teach us how to do stuff, and I'm standing in the back of the room going, "That's not how you do that."
Yeah, well, I don't yell it out. Yeah,
everybody in the class came to me for help instead of her.
I got my Pete Ricketts' little bitch T-shirt on. You like this? I still love this shirt. I forgot I had this. You can read this, Pete Ricketts' little bitch. Who gave this to me? We got him sent to us, didn't we?
No.
Oh, Christy had a friend.
Yeah. Todd gave it to me.
I don't think her friend makes those. I think she found them somewhere.
Yeah, people really want these.
Good morning.
Morning. Actually, I was going to bring Todd in the Zoom. He's going to say, hey, I don't go to school. Get the hell out of here.
The hell are you doing?
Exactly.
Just drop out.
No, the radio and TV, you know, like the actual performance classes when I was in college, I could have taught those classes. And the teachers will tell you that.
Well, teaching them one thing, I think just being in the business for a long time, there's different things they don't know. And that's what I'm there for. That's what I'm there for, to be a mentor.
Well, that's scary.
Oh, that's why.
I've long associated you with the word mentor.
So I'm picturing like, you know, 15, 20, I hope they're not listening to this particular bit. 15 or 20 photos on the Zoom, however big your quiz class is. How you doing?
Is this like an afternoon thing?
Or? No, it's tomorrow evening. It's one of those evening classes.
Oh, so you have a couple beers in you, too?
I'll probably have a couple of drinks.
And what do young radio minds,
I will find
what do they want to do now?
I will find out. I'm not going to poo-poo their dreams. There's a lot of different options, Pot. You know, I'm not,
I guess
once
so.
Again, I'm not going to poo-poo their dreams. I'm not going to be a dick like that. I didn't have people like that telling me not to do it. I'm not going to do that. You want to get into business? It's a fun business, man. It really is. It's a tough business.
But the landscape.
There's a lot of tough businesses.
It's a little different.
Yeah, but I'm not going to pee.
When we broke in.
I'm not going to go, everything sucks. Because it doesn't. I love this gig.
No, just tell them to not get into school.
Right.
Just drop out of school.
No, I would not do that.
Go get into radio. It'll be fun.
I definitely won't do them that.
I don't know what advice I'd give somebody to get into this business now. And you can't follow the same path I did. It's completely different.
I think if there's a boss for that, we just do this.
You can follow that path, Todd.
Yes,
it's just there's not as many opportunities to follow that path.
It's too late for them. They got to start in Rugby, North Dakota in high school.
No, they don't want to do that.
No,
nobody
of course they don't.
You don't have to start in towns like that. You just live there. That's why you started in a town like that. You know,
yeah, it was a job.
Yeah, but you live there. I mean, my first radio job was a 50,000-watt big FM station. You know, so you can start. You know where you live.
My first job was here.
Yeah, yeah. Puss's first job was at Z92, which is a huge station. Yeah, you grew up in Rugby, where it's 40 below, right? This morning.
Nah, it's only 15 below now.
Oh, really?
And you were motivated to go work in radio so that you didn't have to haul fuel oil.
Oh, absolutely.
If I'm doing this, Dad can't make me do that.
Well, I don't think he ever thought I was going to be a successor.
I can't imagine why.
The work ethic was not there either. My dad could tell, he ain't going to do that.
I'm not averse to hard work. I just don't like working hard. It's something I don't care for.
Right.
Something I don't care about.
Yeah.
My parents actually encouraged me not to work hard. They're like, don't do something where you got to work hard every day.
Your mom encouraged us to work hard.
There you go.
How about it, Craig, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A little more effort.
If I remember, she said, I'm nothing.
Only work hard, right?
She said harder.
I recall, she really didn't have to encourage us.
You almost felt bad about that. You didn't want to, but you had to. I get it. I respect it.
We were pretty motivated.
What's that? And she'd say harder. Right? Good point. Good point, Craig. Good segue, too. What's up? By the way, I didn't mean all teachers. Teachers do stuff I could never do.
Like teach?
Yes.
Right.
Oh, totally.
I couldn't even come up with 10 minutes to tell these kids, can you have 10 minutes ready to go? No. Just ask me questions.
No, you have to hold their attention all day. And they're right in front of you.
Especially kids that don't really care to be there either. That's going to be tougher. At least in college.
Oh, that's got to be.
People are actually paying and going to class.
A good part of the crowd.
Right, right.
No, even in college.
They end up quitting like you did.
They're not necessarily paying attention.
Yeah, and in the electives, they're not, right?
It was on this date in 18 and 95. You might remember where you were when the first college basketball game was played.
1895, really?
Yeah.
Who was it?
It was what was going to go on to be a juggernaut, since it was the first one. Minnesota State School of Agriculture.
Okay.
They defeated Hamline College 9-3.
Was Whoa. This 1895, was it still put the ladder up and get the basket out, the ball out of the basket, or they cut the hole in the basket by then?
I don't know.
That's an original thing. That happened with Naismith. It really was.
Yeah.
The original one.
Yeah,
you
it was a peach. It was a peach literally basket, a peach basket. Yeah.
And there was no hole in it, so when a bucket was scored, they picked the ladder out and got it out. And I wonder how, I don't even know the exact details of how long it took. They realized, let's put a hole in that thing.
What can we do to speed up the game? Hole in the bottom of the basket?
Yeah. Maybe when they started scoring more than 9 points a side is when they decided, we could speed this up a score.
I also think it was higher, too, don't you think, Craig? I remember reading that.
I don't remember.
Okay, all right.
I don't remember.
I remember reading that history of that basketball thing when I was a kid, so it's been a while.
Those guys had to suck.
Yeah, well, that was a brand new game.
It was the first game.
It's a brand new game.
Exactly. You know?
Nobody knew how to do anything.
It was almost like they were making it up as they went.
Yeah.
They weren't going jump shots till the 50s.
Yeah, whoever they brought up cutting a hole in the bottom of that had to be just looked at as an absolute genius.
Right. Then he went to the movie theater.
Yeah, she did.
Got a hole in the bottom of that.
You want some popcorn?
Send that man to the cinema.
I'm a genius.
That was probably the best year that the Minnesota State School of Agriculture had, though.
Which one did that become? Which Minnesota State become? Yeah, it's...
That would be funny if they were still like a basketball juggernaut.
Yeah.
The Minnesota School of Agriculture.
Yeah. Minnesota A&M.
I wonder which one it is now. There's a bunch of Minnesota states now, so.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Federal agencies are touting their latest major interception of drugs. They announced that they stopped a smuggling attempt in the Eastern Pacific Ocean in late January and seized roughly 3,300 pounds of cocaine.
Cocaine, wow. Running all around.
They call that $57 million worth. Who knows? I mean, give or take $10
million. That's a lot of blow.
Yeah.
Somebody's waiting for it, too.
I'll take your word for it.
Damn it.
I was about to get the drug calculator out because we were going to get that question.
But once again, if we don't know if it's cut, probably hasn't cut yet. That's why it's worth that kind of cash.
Apparently.
Yeah. Whenever somebody had to die.
And when somebody loses that stuff,
if somebody loses that much money, like lives are on the line.
Right.
Or maybe you just run away. Maybe you just hired because you can't go back to your bosses.
Well, they are in custody.
Oh, okay.
Three people are in custody.
Well, then you
I don't know that that helps.
Maybe not.
Guys on the inside.
There's somebody on the inside. They're going to get killed.
Yeah, who was in charge of those guys?
How much was it? How many pounds?
300 million, 100,000.
Niner.
How many pounds?
Yeah. Niner?
Oh, you just
there was a niner in there somewhere.
Okay,
I think the key figure was $57 million. Is that what you said the street value was?
Sure.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Now, the cartel's going to miss that much.
3,300 pounds of cocaine, $57 million.
So you could buy two seasons of Jared Goff with that money.
Yeah. I think you'd rather have the blow.
Yeah.
New York Times did an article on nitrous oxide.
Apparently, that's a problem.
That's Todd's favorite, right?
People have been using it for years. Whippets.
Oh, Whippets, yeah. I've done Whippets.
Yeah, we've done Whippets.
It's been a long time, though.
But I've never been addicted.
No, I think I've done it three times in my life.
Yeah, it's a quick
prom night. I did some prom night for some reason.
Quick head buzz.
Oh, because somebody had them.
Oh, or when I get my teeth cleaned.
Yeah.
I have them, but
I don't get
the gas
under.
But, I'm supervised then, and they... it's not full strength.
Really, my daughter likes the gas at the dentist, too.
It's not like doing Whippet after Whippet after Whippet.
And teeth cleaning is just not painful.
Good. No, it's not at all. Todd just wants it.
Well, if that's an option, go for it.
Oh, yeah. All I have to do is ask.
Does the insurance cover it?
No.
Oh.
He buys drugs on the side anyway. What's the difference?
It's like $40.
That come out of your yearly drug budget?
Yeah. Yeah. Quick buzz used at raves and music festivals, among other things.
But the Whippet is a real quick buzz, though.
Yeah.
Oh, 30 seconds at the most.
At the most.
People seem to be using it more thanks to the coronavirus pandemic. A British government report out in December found that nitrous was second only to cannabis in use in the 16 to 24-year-olds in Britain. According to the Global Drug Survey of 2019. It's the 10th most popular drug in the world. The Journal of Neurology said nitrous abuse is rapidly rising in the United States of America.
We had friends who had the Whip It kit.
Do you have the top 10 list?
No. Jackass star Steve-O.
I didn't know Steve-O had a problem with
it. Was following the Grateful Dead back in 94 when he got into it, calling it hippie crack. He liked it and became addicted, he said. He said at times he would use hundreds of canisters every day.
This is why he allows a snake to bite his junk?
He said to lose consciousness was the goal. Eventually, he started experiencing psychosis. He had tactile hallucinations, visual hallucinations, audio hallucinations. He described voices compelling him to keep consuming the drug. He said, "You are killing yourself actively, and you just can't stop."
I love Steve.
Another woman said her doctor told her that her incessant Whippet use was the cause of a stroke that she had. Nitrous became a habit in April for her, soon after the pandemic started. In July, she spent more than $5,000 on nitrous and once used 700 canisters in a single day.
Now, They sell nitrous as a cooking thing, right? Is that why people can buy it?
No, it's a propellant.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's in the whipped cream.
I know, but why do they sell canisters then?
They just have like little single metal things. I remember seeing a documentary on Steve-O, and his apartment was like covered in these.
Why do they sell
canisters?
Those?
You're supposed to put them in canisters like when you're putting frosting on a cupcake or something.
Well, people use them as I've seen people use them in a form of a gun, for instance, as a propellant there.
Okay. Yeah, there's a thing you can buy for the kitchen where you can make, you can whip up foam, and it's got a nitrous canister in it.
But that's why people buy those and get high off of them, right?
Yeah, so one for the cupcake, one for you.
So on Halloween, Emily was hours into her nitrous binge when she looked into the mirror and saw that her face appeared lopsided.
Oh.
That was her stroke.
Oh, it was lopsided.
Yeah, okay. She said she felt possessed by a Whippet demon that was forcing her to keep loading and inhaling canisters.
Man. I'm surprised you never got hooked on that, Todd. You like it?
Me too. I mean, I love all recreational drugs, but I just never got my jollies out of that.
Well, it was too short.
Right.
And it's not at the house. Yeah.
And I wasn't compelled to do, like Steve-O, hundreds of them a day.
No.
Well, to be fair, the weed's not at the house until he buys it and brings it there.
True.
Yeah. You're going to be showing up to get your teeth cleaned every 3 days.
But you're right. It was such a quick buzz, Todd, so that's probably why you didn't get into it.
Yeah, I need something.
Last a longer than that.
That's sustained.
Right.
Yeah. If you're at a rave, you eat some acid, you trip for hours. The Whippets. Gone 20 seconds.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.